Natalie, interim assistant coach for Wales and Dragons. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you see this? Is it a challenge or maybe just the natural next chapter?
Yeah, it is a challenge, but then everything that I have done, I've always seen as a challenge. I don't think anything's a natural progression. I think when you start to expect stuff to happen, that's generally when you start to go backwards. So yeah, it is a challenge, but I'm really excited about it. And I've obviously met all the girls already, and yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be very, very exciting.
A bit of a reward though for all those long hours travelling up and down the country.
You know what, it's the job's rewarding enough as it is. It's not necessarily the progression. No, it really is. It's the athletes and the outcomes that make it worthwhile.
I mean, you've been working with Lavinia, haven't you, since 2016, so a good understanding of each other and the friendship's already there.
Oh yeah, Lavinia is amazing. She's just the most organised person I think I know. I've often said that I need a Lavinia in my life. I need a Lavinia in my house. And she's just, you know, she's caring, organised, efficient. She's just all round amazing. I couldn't think of anyone better to be working with, to be honest.
How can you draw on that under 21 experience moving forward then?
Under 21 World Cup was a massive learning curve for me. It was the first time that I'd such a huge event. So yeah, there's lots of learning from that. I guess the main learning would potentially be just in terms of risk taking and being brave enough to do things a little bit differently. But obviously, as assistant coach, I will be working underneath a head coach, but completely supportive of any brave decisions that are being made. But also just in terms of how important it is as a team to be really cohesive, because being in each other's space for such a long period of time and under the intense pressure, it can be quite tricky. And I think it's really important as a coach that you can build those bridges and bring everyone together and, you know, celebrate the good times, but also pick people up in the times that are tough as well and move forward.
Is the knowledge of how Welsh netball operates, how much is that going to be a benefit?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, what the performance director, what Rosie's after, what the board are after. But I mean, it's not necessarily just how Wales operates. I mean, there is obviously the Welsh structure and the girls from Wales. You honestly, you've not seen passion like it. They are the most passionate athletes I think that I've come across. But at the end of the day, it's still netball. And what's really fundamental is that they are firing as a Welsh squad together. So yeah, it's just that unity, really.
You'll be about for that Mavs opening fixture. How do you see that?
Yeah, I think it'll be a tough fixture. I mean, the girls have been through the mill a bit and they're looking good. They're looking strong. And we'll go out there and give it absolutely everything that I've got. I wouldn't predict anything. I definitely wouldn't write us off by any sense of the imagination. But I'm not expecting for it to be an easy ride. It will be tough, but, you know, we'll give it our best.
Fans are obviously going to be important as well. Just how important are they going to be this season?
Oh, hugely important. But the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh fans are some of the best fans, I think, in the world. They're loud, they're enthusiastic, they really support the girls and really help spur them on. And it is massively important. The eighth player, the crowd can make such a big difference to a game, and they're nothing without that support. So absolutely paramount.